Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:46, 14 till 10. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is the Scare the Crap Out of You Hour. Just finished talking about artificial intelligence. Oh, and it's brought to you by Booze. Scared about what's going to happen in the future? Lie in the fetal position, and it helps if you have a shot of booze first. Alex Hammerstone joins us now, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How are you, Alex?
Not doing too bad. How have you been?
I was just talking to Jason Green Lowe, Executive Director of the Center for AI Policy, and he expressed some concerns that, you know, were probably way above my level of thinking that have me concerned as well. Let's talk about this cyber espionage, U.S., U.K. accusing China, and this has been going on for quite some time. Take me through it and tell me about APT-31.
Sure, absolutely. So the U.S. is, you know, accusing, a number of Chinese hackers of kind of operating as a front for the Chinese government and kind of their intelligence agencies, and accessing, a number of, UK voter files, but also, looking at critical infrastructure in the United States. And what's interesting is this is something that's, been talked about and been going on for a long time. There've been a lot of alerts that have come out of kind of DHS and, other agencies about, foreign adversaries having access to our networks and kind of pre-positioning themselves to be able to disrupt things in the event that they want to do that.
So what did this look like? Who did they target and what did they get?
So right now it looks like it was largely targeted towards, the UK voting records. But I do think the bigger story is around, all the different other places that, different U.S. government agencies are pointing out that these cyber, attackers have kind of pre-positioned themselves. There've been a lot of, warnings about kind of the water systems, the disparate water systems in the U.S. And kind of other things. And, as you start to look towards, a lot of the saber rattling around Taiwan or other kind of global conflicts, the concern is, this nation has certainly always been insulated from a lot of the kinetic attacks. But, a lot of the damage and terror and everything else could be caused by cyber attacks. And I really do try to kind of step back and not make things out to be a risk if they're not. But I think in this case, it's certainly something we should all be very concerned with.
So when you say pre-positioning, what does that mean? What does it look like?
So it's getting access to networks and then kind of holding on to that access in case it's ever needed. You can think of it like if somebody wanted to break into your house. They might, steal a key or kind of, figure out, where the secret entrance is. And they're not going to tell you or use it right away, right? They're going to be very patient. And in the event that they want to do harm at a later date as part of a larger strategy, they're there. And again, I think what's important to note is this isn't kind of, conspiracy stuff from the corners of the internet. You have, government agencies and government officials, who are well-respected, nonpartisan, that have been talking about these things and putting out a lot of different warnings to different utilities and other organizations throughout the United States and our allies.
I'm reading from the Reuters article here, and it says officials reeled off a laundry list of targets: White House staffers, U.S. senators, British parliamentarians, government officials. Said it went on for decades. A variety of U.S. companies, including American steel, energy, and apparel firms, also providers of 5G mobile telephone equipment and wireless technology, even the spouses of senior U.S. officials and lawmakers, and it went on for decades. So I guess my question is, when you're talking about spouses, you're trying to find stuff to compromise people? Is that what they're looking for?
It can be that, but you know, the other piece is, you know, as much as we want to keep things secure and have secure networks, if you're able to compromise, you know, the computer of a family member, and then that computer then joins the home network, you know, that the person that you're looking for information on, that can be a valid way to do it. So, you know, sometimes it is that, right? I mean, I think it's multifaceted. And a lot of these are targets of opportunity. You know, some are going to be very targeted as well. But the more access they have, the more knowledge they have, and the more damage they can do. So certainly there are, you know, certainly I'm sure opportunities to kind of gain information about people and personal information or for blackmail or whatever it may be. But also, you know, to be able to gain access to their systems and other systems of the network and so on and so forth. And I think this is just such a broad topic, right? Because it's not just about the disruption of critical infrastructure. It's also, you know, there's a lot of talk and accusations around trying to influence elections and media and things like that. So it really is multifaceted.
Well, the FBI director is saying that the announcement exposed China's continuous and brash efforts to undermine the nation's cybersecurity and target Americans and our innovation. So if this has been going on for decades, my question, Alex Hammerstone, is how do we know what's going on now?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's tough, right? And it's sometimes I'm just dumbfounded that these are things that are very serious threats. They're well known. They've been talked about, you know, for years and years, and we just don't seem to do much about it. And I get that it's complicated, right? I mean, if you look at, you know, Department of Defense has, you know, 100,000 some contractors providing things, and then they'll have subcontractors. And, you know, if you look at, you know, what these hackers go after, it includes those, you know, those contractors looking for information and, you know, all the corporate espionage and so on and so forth. And it's just become such a huge issue that it feels like in a lot of ways we're just ignoring it.
So as you say, Taiwan and leverage with China, what it could look like is if the if China decided to go into Taiwan and we said, no, you can't do that, China could theoretically shut down the power grid in the United States or for half of the United States or water or telephone communications, what have you, and say, okay, if you want us to turn it back on, just look the other way about Taiwan. Is that accurate?
I mean, that's a possibility, right? I mean, you know, we look at the electric grid and things like that. There's certainly threats to it. And there's kind of things that are speculation and things that are known. And again, when you have the FBI and, you know, the DHS coming out and saying that they're finding these adversaries on networks of critical infrastructure, including these water systems and so on and so forth, I mean, that's a very real thing, right? It's not a conspiracy anymore.
What I take away from you and I talking this morning is that, you know, you specifically said not the dark corners of the web. This is real. This is not any conspiracy theory or any Twilight Zone kind of what if kind of thing. This is happening. Accurate?
Absolutely. And I was thinking, you know, would our grandparents have allowed this to kind of go on, these types of threats, without, you know, being met? And there's certainly a lot to think about there, but it just seems like this threat is, you know, well known. It's talked about. It's multifaceted, and kind of has its hands in so many different parts of our, you know, national issues. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
But if that was going on for decades, again, we don't know what's going on now. That's fair to say, is it not?
That's fair to say. And of course, there's always a difference between, you know, what I know is kind of a private citizen, and mm-hmm. you know, what the government may know.
Took them decades to find this, right?
Right. I mean, that's the assumption.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. One day we're going to get you on and we'll just talk about, you know, your favorite foods or something like that. 9:54, 6 till 10. A quick break, then we'll find out what Noel's got planned for us today on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.